you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. At the same time that LA County is on the verge of bringing back face mask rules to squelch the third annual holiday spike in COVID-19 infections, the LA City Council has voted to end the city's COVID-19 state of emergency. Sounds counterintuitive, dropping a state of emergency just as COVID-19 cases rise, but it does make some sense. The city of LA's COVID-19 state of emergency won't officially end until February 1st, and by then, we'll probably be seeing new infections falling fast. You can help that along with vaccinations or boosters, whatever you need. One more note, the LA City Council has also voted to end the city's MPOX state of emergency. Those cases have fallen fast since summer. Now, back to the COVID-19 state of emergency in LA. Ending it on February 1st also ends eviction protections that were adopted early during the pandemic. Tenant advocates say that'll lead to evictions across the city. Sergio Vargas co-directs the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment.
People are still recovering from the economic impact from COVID-19. Now with inflation, it's very difficult.
Small landlords, though, have opposed extending eviction protections. They say they're struggling to cover their own bills as tenants in L.A. have skipped rent payments for months and months. Now, if you were a student at any University of California campus, you know what the second week of December is. It's finals week, and it's a lot tougher this week. That's because the grad students who work as teaching assistants have been on strike for 3 weeks now, and that has jammed up exams and grades. Sure, professors give the lectures, but KPECC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez says it's the TAs who lead the classroom discussions that follow.
And that's why the student really connects with the subject. Not only because those discussion sections are smaller, but because the teaching assistant is usually more relatable, closer in age to the student.
KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez, he covers higher education. Postdoctorate and grad researchers at the UC have been paid low wages for some time now. Adolfo says the TA strike shows how the state of California has underfunded higher education for several decades. The latest tally of hate crime reports at LA County shows they went up 23% last year from the year before. They are now at their highest level in the county in 19 years. The county's Commission on Human Relations keeps track of the numbers. KPECC's Frank Stoltz says, look through those figures.
As usual, Black people were the largest group of hate crime victims. They comprise nearly half of all people targeted because of their race, even though they represent just 9% of the county's population. And one other disturbing statistic from this report, nearly three quarters of the hate crimes were violent, mostly assaults.
Keep in mind that these are hate crime reports. They increase as Angelenos get more comfortable about reporting. At the same time, hate incidents can and do go unreported. In raw numbers, the commission identified 786 hate crime reports last year. Now, you've been to the Los Angeles Public Library lately, right? Either the main library in downtown Los Angeles, maybe one of the many neighborhood branches. I bet you haven't, though. It's a lot more than bookshelves and silence. Libraries today are really all teched up. And KPECC's Tyler Wayne says the LA Public Library is upping its digital footprint.
When the Los Angeles Public Library closed its doors during the pandemic, city librarian John Zabo says anyone who had a library card could still access online resources such as ebooks.
But at the end of the day, people without internet access were really disenfranchised from our services. And I think as a society, we recognized during the pandemic that internet access to broadband is like electricity and water.
Zabo says the library launched its Tech to Go program this year with funding from the Federal Communications Commission, allowing the library to provide Chromebooks and hotspots to patrons at only a portion of its locations. Now, with additional funding from the FCC, the library is making them available at all locations.
It means a teenager can use it for homework. It means a parent can use it to apply for a job or to take an online class. It means a grandparent can set up an email account and communicate with a grandchild on the other side of the country. So all sorts of good things can come from it when it goes to just one household.
I'm Tyler Wayne.
You know what an LA Public Library card costs? You know? Nothing. It's free. You don't even have to be from LA. Just be from California. LAPL.org. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.